Given the occasion, it is understandable that he chose to forget the continuing exclusion of German scientists from international conferences. The next day, Bohr was on firmer ground as he gave his Nobel lecture on the structure of the atom. The present state of atomic theory is characterized by the fact that we not only believe the existence of atoms to be proved beyond a doubt, he began, but we even believe that we have an intimate knowledge of the constituents of the individual atoms. Having given a survey of the developments in atomic physics of which he had been such a central figure in the past decade, Bohr concluded his lecture with a dramatic announcement. In his Göttingen lectures, Bohr had predicted the properties that the missing element with an atomic number of 72 should possess, based upon his theory of the arrangement of electrons in atoms. At exactly that time, a paper was published outlining an experiment performed in Paris that confirmed a long-standing rival French claim that element 72 was a member of the rare earth family of elements that occupied slots 57 to 71 in the periodic table. After the initial shock, Bohr began having serious doubts about the validity of the French results. Fortunately, his old friend Georg von Hevesi, who was now in Copenhagen, and Dirk Coster devised an experiment to settle the dispute about element 72. Bohr had already left for Stockholm by the time Hevesi and Coster completed their investigation. Coster telephoned Bohr shortly before his lecture, and he was able to announce that appreciable quantities of element 72 had been isolated, the chemical properties of which show a great similarity to those of zirconium and a decided difference from those of the rare earths. Later called hafnium, after the ancient name for Copenhagen, it was a fitting conclusion to Bohr's work on the configuration of electrons within atoms that he had begun in Manchester a decade earlier. In July 1923, Einstein gave his Nobel lecture on the theory of relativity as part of the 300th anniversary celebrations of the founding of the Swedish city of Gothenburg. He broke with tradition by choosing relativity when he had been awarded the prize for his attainments in mathematical physics and especially for his discovery of the law of the photoelectric effect. By limiting the award of the prize for the law, the mathematical formula that accounted for the photoelectric effect, the committee deftly sidestepped endorsing Einstein's controversial underlying physical explanation, the light quantum. In spite of its heuristic value, however, the hypothesis of light quanta, which is quite irreconcilable with so-called interference phenomena, is not able to throw light on the nature of radiation, Bohr had said during his own Nobel lecture. It was a familiar refrain echoed by every self-respecting physicist, but as Einstein went to meet Bohr for the first time in nearly 3 years, he knew that an experiment performed by a young American meant that he no longer stood alone in defense of the quantum of light. Bohr had heard the dreaded news before Einstein.